From JMIA Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Yes, and I'm glad you're talking about this morning, Australia, because those tax cuts you get, you've got a country like them with their influence on us. They've got tax cuts going one way. We've got tax increases going the other. And their economy, of course, looks like it's on fire again.
Well, certainly, it's certainly picking up. So we're looking yesterday at the Australian GDP or gross domestic product numbers, released yesterday. So this is growth. At the headline level, better than expected, a 1% gain in growth from the previous quarter. December quarter was also revised. So they're looking at annual growth now of 3.1%, and that was versus expectations of 2.8%. Now, I'm not going to suggest, Mike, that the rock star economy has jumped off and taken off across the Tasman, but you know that it has. Their growth number did surprise to the upside, and we're concerned here that we're going to potentially move in the other direction and surprise to the downside. Now, what was driving Aussie growth was a good rebound in exports, government spending, non-mining investment, that also contributed. The thing is, Mike, they've also got a number of big liquefied natural gas projects due to come online, and that could give their economy another boost. And so they are now in the 27th year of growth without a recession. So that's a pretty cool statistic. But, Mike, before everyone rushes the airport and heads off to Parramatta to get a job, there are questions over the strength of the household sector over there. So the housing market is stalling. I mean, house prices are falling in Sydney. They've got pretty chunky household debt. So there are some question marks around consumption. Consumption might get a little bit buffeted. But putting all that aside, Mike, I mean, put aside the traditional Trans-Tasman rivalry. I mean, Australia is one of our biggest trading partners. I mean, for a long time there, it was our top trading partner. China's just edged them out in terms of trade over the last few months. So a strong economy, Australian economy, that's a plus for New Zealand. So high five to the Aussie economy.
Yeah, no,
gold star for them.
The only downside, though, is the work thing, because people jump on a plane, they do go find work over there, and they are better paid over there, and that's going to be a long-term issue. Now, talk to me about hammers. How many are swinging?
Yeah, building work put in place, you say. So we all want to talk about, you know, you were talking about that big project that got that's just been turned down up at Okura. Building work put in place in the March quarter. Construction activity fell 0.9%. That follows a 1% rise in debt quarter. So that's both residential, non-residential building volumes. They fell. Residential volumes down 0.5. Non-residential down 1.5. People are expecting a small rise there, so it is an interesting outcome. If you look through the quarter-to-quarter volatility, Mike, building volumes are going nowhere. So that flat volume profile represents another downside risk to first quarter GDP forecasts. And so we were just talking about the growth, obviously. And I also think you want to look at this, Mike, in the context of KiwiBuild. This is a tough environment to ramp up KiwiBuild. Capacity is stretched. You've got rising costs.
Exactly.
This industry has very low levels of confidence at the moment. We see that in the confidence series. So I'm not sounding warning bells, but it says, you know, you've got to put the construction industry on sort of watch at the moment.
Well done, Tesla. You loved Tesla yesterday. Your friend Elon, you know, up to his usual tricks. Eh?
Well, he survived an hour and a half of questions without getting grumpy, Mike. So, you know, there were no meltdowns. He didn't have a go at any analysts yesterday. Look, we will see whether or not they get to those 5,000 Model 3s a month. He says it's very likely. He hasn't promised it. They've rebalanced the Fremont factory. They've got the human-robot mix apparently working better, so we'll see. He does come across as being a bloke under a fair amount of pressure, though, doesn't he,
at
the moment? Hey?
Yes, he does. I don't know why you're... I don't know.
You've got to love the story. What would we talk about if we didn't have guys like Elon Musk?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. I'll give you that. What are the numbers?
The US market's on fire, actually, up over 200 points to 25,019. So that's up about 0.9%. That's on the Dow Jones. S&P 500, 2761, also up about 0.5%. NASDAQ, 7653. The FTSE 100, 7712, also up, as was the Nikkei, 22625. Little change in Shanghai Composite, 3115. The ASX 200 gained 0.5% yesterday, closing at 6025. And we crashed through the 8,800 mark yesterday. 8,813 on the NZX 50, up 56.64%, all on fire there. The currency market's 0.7031 against the US, 0.9177 against the Aussie, 0.5976 against the Euro. Pounds, 0.5243. Yen, 77.47. Gold, just under 1,300, 1295.60. low, and Brent crude $75.24.
Good on you, mate. You have a good day. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. You get hold of him and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.